music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now how are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
All right, we're back in the second hour today, folks, on this Mother's Day weekend, and I have Bill from Wisconsin on the line. Very interesting call. Bill, tell us what became of this.
Well, you know, I continued, obviously, into conservative politics, anti-communist politics, and like you, you know, I saw where the actual problem existed. Henry Kissinger, and, you know, they were in Vietnam and all of that business. And, you know, we had even supported the war in Vietnam on the college campus at that time, and that was not a popular thing. But, you know, coming from conservative family, my parents had always been supporters of Joe McCarthy, and, you know, they had felt that there was a great deal of communist infiltration. So, anyway, you know, I find it odd that they were doing this, you know, probably to many, many college students, not just you and I, but it was probably pretty pervasive.
So, yeah, across the country, that was at the time. Yeah. And don't forget, they also had, at the same time, the same decade, they had, I guess it, maybe it was a few years before, 69 or so, they had Operation COINTELPRO in the FBI. So, I mean, they were playing both ends against the middle. Look, I knew some good people. I'm sure you did, too. There were some good guys, good agents there who were just doing their job, and they really believed in what they were doing, and they were good. You know, I met them, knew them personally. I knew the chief of the local office. In fact, he was very very much a strong Catholic man. His wife was involved in the pro-life movement in my state. But, you know, they were like, you know, the FBI can do no wrong. You know what I mean? So that's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I even fixed up my wife's roommate in college at that time with a younger agent, and we went to a, you know, one of the school dances and so forth. And but you wonder now,
that's the thing. I mean, today, to bring it up to date, I don't see how anything could change from within by an appointment. You know, Comey was a disaster, I think. People say, no, the FBI stood by him. The agents loved him. Well, what do you think they're going to say, present agents? You think they're going to say, no, we despise him? Look at some of the ex-agents. Look at some of the others in the so-called...
Well, you talk about his corruption. He was with HSBC Bank, the bank that was laundering the drug cartel money, and he was up to his neck in that, and that's pretty high because he's a tall guy. But, Comey, I'm glad to see Trump do that. And Trump hinted in one of his tweets that he has recorded, the conversation.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody's upset about that. But absolutely, if Trump's legit, and, you know, I have my questions, kind of got off the bandwagon with the dropping of the missiles and the way he was blaming Assad for everything. And, you know, I thought, what's going on here?
Well, again, the people, the holdovers, the neocons will never leave government. They just run.
Well, he's appointed his own chair. You know, now, you know, whether why he's doing that, I don't know, but...
look, they're all part of the
government. You know, I'm from Wisconsin. I'd like to see Sheriff Clark appointed as head of the FBI. I think he'd clean house.
You do? Oh, well, then he's not going to be appointed, all right?
I'd like to see it, though.
Yeah, we all would, huh? Well, all right, Bill, we're going to run for other calls, but thank you for your... It's good to hear your voice again. I'm glad you're still well. Thank you.
Yeah. Hang in there.
Yep, let's take Tom. Art, by the way, any comment on what he just said about the banking finagling of Mr. Comey?
Well, I didn't know that until he just mentioned that, so it's pretty interesting. But what he mentioned about the schools being infiltrated by communists, it's actually just replaced the word communist with Zionist, and I think you actually see what's going on. But there isn't much difference. They are communists.
Well, I mean, I'm a little familiar with some of the Western Pennsylvania colleges. Grove City College, at the time in the 70s, I knew a friend from there, they were pretty good. Grove City had Dr. Hans Senholz there in the econ department, and some of the others, the old gold school advocates. And there were some of the others. Geneva, I don't know if you're familiar with Geneva College, but I'm not too familiar.
Hmm? Bucknell, that's where some of the Jewish mafia guys who took over from my area came from.
Right, right. So there was some good and bad on both sides, but most of these colleges have these endowments, I guess, from the Annenberg family, as well as some of the others, some of the big players. Bronfman, I'm sure, as well. Okay, let's go to Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. You're up.
Rick, where are you located?
You mean where do I originate from? Where do I do the program from?
Right, right.
I'm in Rhode Island. I'm in Rhode Island, the ocean of debt state.
Oh, okay. And the reason I asked, for some reason I was thinking you were in Las Vegas, but...
No. Still... I think that's been asked before, but I'm not in Las Vegas now. Bad enough here with the roulette wheels.
Don't you think we're all in Las Vegas gambling?
Yeah, we are. And I don't want to bet on the farm yet. I don't want to bet on the house either. Would you, Art?
Not yet, but I think they'll find a way to tax us out of it.
Yeah. Anyway, Tom, what do you have to say?
Well, I have to apologize for my difficulty in speech. I was assaulted biologically, lost my sight, and was partially paralyzed in retribution of a testimony in D.C.
You've called before, right?
Yeah, so I just wondered if I've been trying to do up some digging. The last trip I was in D.C., I happened to run into this rather attractive elderly redheaded lady, and come to find out she was the granddaughter of General Patton. And she, when she found out what I was there laboring on, you know, on this poisoning issue put in place by HUD in 1976, she alluded to a meeting at Iron Mountain, and I've been trying to find anybody who has any good background on that Iron Mountain meeting, I think in 1974, and what she was indicating to me, it was a lot of the implementing of Agenda 21, as we now call it, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
My purpose in calling is to see if you or any of those listening or any of the friends have any clue as to what occurred in that Iron Mountain meeting, which you just mentioned, the good old godfather of death, as I call him, that's Henry Kissinger.
Yeah.
In fact, curiously, my wife is from Chile, so we know about Kissinger's behavior in Pinochet.
And Allende.
But anyway, I would plead, since I'm blind and I can't get on the web and do a lot of search anymore. Well, you know, Orrin Hatch told me that he says, you were lucky to not end up with a bullet hole in the back of your head in Marcy Park. I didn't realize at the time that I was interfering with some of the business dealings of that Wicked Witch of the East Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
When she was trying to dispose of these units that I'd condemned in New Orleans to the Native Americans, to the Veterans Administration, to the unsuspecting poor people in America, including the Haitians in Haiti. And after I actually stopped the transfer of those old FEMA trailers that killed people in New Orleans to to the Haitian, you know, to the Haitian project there, I testified that day at the World Health Organization, and that night I was visited. They didn't leave a business card, but they sure left me a mess. But anyway, I'm pleading with anybody listening, and you, Rick, that I know you're really excellent researcher on these issues. So I'm trying to look for a tie between that Iron Mountain meeting and this issue that I've exposed, the finding
of
fact.
Well, if anybody is listening now who can help and help you and contact you in your area, particularly of Utah, then they can contact me with an email, and I will try to get, I think you may have sent me your number before, did you? A way to reach you?
Yeah, I gave you the website. That's the easiest way. It's called gassingamerica.com, a.k.a. Manufactured murder. That's an easy one to remember. It's an alias. It'll take you in there. My telephone and my email's on the bottom, but since I'm blinded now, I can't use my email. So I really hope people will call me and let me know what they can find on that issue.
Yeah. Gassingamerica.com. Especially, I remember you brought it up about housing, public housing units, and the contamination levels, right?
Right. This other side one that's really curious, according to my friend, General Patton's granddaughter, there was a meeting that included the Department of Agriculture, of course, because they need housing for the undocumented. Mm-hmm. It included the Department of Justice, HUD, of course, because they're the implementers of the fact. And then HHS, because if you're going to injure people, you need to have medicine in your pocket. And a whole bunch of people were involved, including the Department of Justice. And I'm saying, well, why the Department of Justice? So I'd like to see if somebody can figure that out for me and help me understand that cabal.
Well, maybe we could get Ben Carson now in charge of HUD to look into some of this. You think he'd be interested?
A couple of the friends from the RBN have been trying to get through to Ben Carson. Uh-huh. If they could, I would be really honored in talking to him about it.
Well, he's expressed these views that he is interested. You know, he's been a crusader, supposedly, for justice all of these years. And hopefully we can get through to him, some one of us here, and maybe he can help us out. Maybe he can help us out with the truth and find out what's going on. I doubt it, because as heads of agencies, they usually just relegate these files to other people, underlings, and you never hear from them again. But then, nothing ventured, nothing gained, you know, Tom?
Well, the sweet thing is, when I went all this, I went 182 days total in D.C., at least with the help of Warren Hatch, and a couple of others, I was able to get the CDC to validate my finding, plus the Government Accountability Office, which is a super miracle.
Right.
But I have to tell you, the GAO was in shock when they found out how this had been going on for 40 years and nobody had said a word.
Oh, that's of course. That's common. That's common.
I'm hoping now that we have a different driver at the control of this train, maybe we can get some things to happen.
Maybe we can. Some good will come out of every bad situation. So, you know, you have to try at least and put forth the information and get it to Washington and say, look, what are you going to do about it, if anything? So let's hope we can do that, all right? And people listening now to Tom, you know his website. You can go directly there, contact him by phone, and if you're in that area, and I know some that are who listen, and they can help you, Tom. We'll be happy to facilitate that. Okay, thank you, Tom. God bless.
Thank you. And I had to thank John Steadmiller, because RBN is a tool I wish I'd have known about years ago, but I did not come onto RBN until a year ago. And I love the fact that this pioneering, this work is being done by us common folk, right?
Well, that's all there is. Money's not coming in here, so I don't think we got even one call this afternoon. But hopefully somebody will come up with some money and just keep the expenses under control, because it's bare bottom now.
Yep. As I told John, I'm blind, broken, homeless like he is. Yeah. Or nearly homeless. Yeah. Well, I am homeless. He's not.
Sure.
Sure. God's keeping us going, Tom. Thanks for your call. All right. Take care. God bless. You know, he's keeping us here for a reason, folks. And that reason, I think, is evident today. Though we don't have much, we have him. I mean, you don't have to agree with everything on RBN or the way things are done or the sometimes the archives not going up, I know. But you have to understand that that's all you have is what you have here. And if you can, make a donation now. And otherwise, hey, don't complain later when there's nothing here. You know, 800-724-2719 is the number, extension 3. And give Sam a call and give him some help. Give us some help, okay, if you can. All right, God willing. There are a few who can. All right, let's go on now before the break to Joe. And Joe is a fellow Rhode Islander, I believe. Hello, Joe.
How are you, Rick?
Good. How are you?
Very good. You were talking earlier about the Watergate.
Yes, in the Bible.
Yes, and it just so happens that Ezra and Nehemiah dealt with the Watergate.
Yes.
You know, when the wall was built around the temple for protection, it had 12 gates. Mm-hmm. One of the gates, Rick, happened to be called the Watergate.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was the signature. That was the signature. A way of communicating by the Nethinims and the Kenites,
mm-hmm.
who had mixed in with the priesthood.
Right.
Way back in Joshua's time. Joshua chapter 9, to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
How they mixed in with the priesthood and did their deeds. And this was, and when we see things like Watergate and Whitewater, these are all signature trail marks of the Kenite or Nethinim.
Yes.
Who are doing their work, and they leave their messages for others of their same tribe. So, there's a lot more to a president getting Watergated than we think.
I agree. I agree. There's that hidden hand, isn't there? Mm-hmm.
It's that hidden hand.
Yes.
The Kenites always lurking in the background. This also, by the way, this gate, this Watergate, was also known as the Tower of Ophel.
Yeah.
And that's where Ezra gathered all the people to read the law of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Deuteronomy 31:11 to the end, and going into Deuteronomy 32, which was the Song of Moses from Revelation.
Right.
So I would invest a little time,
mm-hmm.
and look these scriptures over. You've got Ezra chapter 9, Nehemiah chapter 8, Deuteronomy 32, how he addressed the Levites about what would happen in the latter days after his death,
mm-hmm.
to people.
Well, I've been reading in Numbers, and here I am on chapter 22 now, and I'm seeing how finally, after God struck down a whole bunch of people, the Israelites, who they didn't obey, they didn't believe Moses, and he even struck down Aaron, you know, and then finally, after Aaron died, they started to wake up, and they defeated the Amorites, you see, in the land of Canaan. So, I mean, I'm getting there, and little by little, because the Bible is such a continuum, it's such an incredible commentary on today, as you point out, Joe. It's just amazing.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful,
Rick,
wonderful.
Thank you for your time, and I'll let you get on to other callers, please.
All right. Thank you, Joe, as always. And Art, I think it's fascinating. We see these parallels, you know, again, the scriptures coming alive, don't you?
I do see the parallels. And as you mentioned, the Nixon era, I do see us repeating that cycle right now, that where we had stagflation, you know, just looking at it from the economy, the wars, and everything else, it looks like we're going through the same. So I think we might actually, compared to Nixon, he did end the wars, but what happened after that? Basically, the economy crashed to start paying it all back. So we'll see what happens to that.
I think with Nixon, when he started to really think he was president, like Trump, and he started to exercise some discretion about, you know, the bombing of Haiphong Harbor, And we couldn't allow that because we were supplying the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong through that harbor and other venues at the same time that we were supposedly killing them. It's the same thing right now in Syria. All right, we're going to take a break, folks. What a sham, what a hoax, huh? All right, stay with me, Art, if you can. And we got more calls just ahead.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Well, all right, we're back to take more calls, and our number here on the talk show line is 800-313-9443. Art, seems as if all roads lead to the Cosa Nostra offices in Philadelphia, huh? The mob, and then they also lead right to Jerusalem. It seems that way, doesn't it?
Well, they have nonstop flights right from Philadelphia to Tel Aviv every day.
So yeah, every day. And, you know, Boston, I think, is the same, Logan Airport. No surprise, guess who's running security there?
Right.
On 9/11, Atta. Too. Huh?
Yeah, Mr. Muhammad Atta, right, going yep, through.
Yep. He was an Egyptian security guard, and he went to work for the Mossad. He said they pay better. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's take Mark in Georgia now. Hello, Mark.
Hey there. Nice to...
Yes.
My boss gave me a break. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay. I wanted to get your email address because you gave it to me before, but I wasn't in a position to write it down. Actually, I was driving down the road.
It is simply Rick, R-I-C-K, 458 at cox.net.
Okay. That's good. I am preparing a rebuttal to News with Views, like they're claiming that Chuck Baldwin is like, no, we're not anti-Semitic, and we're against the criminal element that believe and behave they're above the law because they can stifle dissent by waving this magic wand called anti-Semitism. And I was like, excuse me, Palestinians are Semitic, Arabs are Semitic, and the thing about Palestinians, whether they're a lineage of Ishmael, lineage of Isaac, most likely Palestinians are a mixture of both.
Mm-hmm.
But Khazarians are not Semitic at all. And it's not that I have a problem with this lineage or that lineage. I have a problem with people who, when they think they're God's chosen people, to them they mean that means that they think that they're above the law, and that's what we have a problem with, you know? Because
right.
Then when we point to their unlawful behavior, well, how dare you be an anti-Semite? And it's like, well, you present your side of it like that's all there is to it, and when morally sound Jews say what you're doing is wrong, well, you use this magic word, self-hating Jew. And I'm like, no, they're not. You know,
but you see, what they do, Mark, it doesn't matter what forum you are in, what forum you speak on or write on. All they do is just use that budding word, you know, that buzzword is anti-Semitic,
right.
And that ends all debate. That's all they have to do is bring up Hitler.
But it only works for people who don't know better. For people people like me, we rebut this and say, excuse me, you know, Proverbs 18:17, you can't, the first one to present his case seems right, and someone steps forward to question him. In other words, what that's really getting at is you can't hear one side of an issue and say, that's it. Oh, they're firing all these rockets. Well, however many bottle rockets the Palestinians may or may not be firing for whatever reason, they may or may not be firing them because we don't really know who's firing them. We know the Palestinians are being blamed for it. We know that they're making a big stink of this, but they always exaggerate the harm being done to Israel and wash over, conveniently avoid how much harm is Israel doing to other nations. And they always claim, well, they attacked us. Like, excuse me, what you're actively avoiding saying is Israel preemptively attacked other nations, claiming mm-hmm. that they had intelligence that they were going to be attacked, which was not the case. They had no such legitimacy to claim such a thing, and then they claim, "Oh, they were going to attack us." It's like, no, that's your claim, but I think one of the things I'm going to put in big bold print regarding my letter to News with Views, God knows mm-hmm. who's lying, regarding this Kellogg Nelson, she wrote this letter saying, "Well, Chuck Baldwin's bearing false witness." It's like, well, the best I can say about Ms. Nelson is she's taken. I think his name is Paul Walter. She's taken his word over Chuck Baldwin. I'll stand
right.
by if you want.
Yeah, okay, you can hold on. Art, can you stay a few
standing
more?
By.
Or you want?
Sure.
Okay,
I'm standing right back. I'm on a lunch break. That's fine.
Okay, all right. We'll be right back, and stay tuned, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights for keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, folks. Just a couple of notes here. Don't forget Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's program online every week has fabulous guests, and you can go to it at www.andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com and see what Andy has in store for you. And he's interviewed Art and Thomas Kimmel and so many other great ones, you know. So tune in. Also, if you're trying to get through, some people are telling me that the phones are ringing and ringing, I guess the talk show line, and they can't get through. It rings and then finally dies, so they have to recall. Just keep trying and keep the phones ringing, the talk number ringing, and dial again the telephone number where we have the phone bank for donations to Republic. If you can call in, 800-724-2719, and just, again, don't give up, okay? Keep ringing that phone. All right, now Mark is back with us again. And Mark, what else did you have to say to wrap up?
Well, I lost contact with a friend of mine, Camille, who's a Palestinian Christian. And now you mentioned Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. I loaned him my copy of The Synagogue of Satan. And Camille took it and loaned it to a friend of his. Yeah, I get the impression wherever it is right now, it's really dog-eared, but it's gotten a lot of use among the Palestinian Christians who agree that our quarrel is not with Jews, are quarrels with people who think they're above the law because they lie with impunity, right? And my email address is markanabaptist@gmail.com. My YouTube ID is raddisciple. Okay? Like,
all right,
like
Mark,
radical
thank
disciple
you.
Crunch together. Have a blessed day, sir. Thank you.
Thanks
I look
for
forward
your call.
To talking to you again.
Same. Likewise. All right. Thank you. One thing that we want to do also is get back to Art and talk about some of the investigations that he's looking into now. You know, we talk about Art, the mafia, and all of the ties in regard to not only the administrations at the highest level, you know, State Department, we're talking about, whether it's Tillerson or his underlings, or, again, DOJ, how little it has changed. That Trump is his own worst enemy. He's bumbling and stumbling. I just happen to think, again, as Nixon was manipulated into office, Trump was brought into office at the right time for the right purpose. And then when his period of tenure, shall we say, probation had elapsed, then it was time to take him down. And I think with Nixon, there were a few key decisions and policies that he was enunciating that was stepping on some toes, and particularly the military in Vietnam. He wanted a victory in Vietnam, and as you know, it really was a victory for Henry Kissinger and associates. You know, that was just a total devastation. The 50,000 plus young men who were in Vietnam and never came home alive, you know, and I mean, one of them was the actor Sean Flynn's son, you know, and I mean, Sean Flynn himself. It's just tragic the way Errol Flynn, you know, he was considered to be a draft dodger in World War II, Errol Flynn, because he wouldn't go for the war. He never supported the war. Then they charged him, you know, with trying to rape a woman and so forth, and that never apparently went through as well. He was exonerated. But, you know, when you start bucking the establishment and the military, particularly the top brass who were controlled by the powers that be, you know, you wind up getting into trouble. And I think Nixon got into some big trouble over Vietnam, don't you?
I think he got into trouble realizing that one of the things he said when he listened to his conversations with Reverend Graham, where he talked about
him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's where he got in trouble. He was realizing what was going on, that they were controlling the media, mm-hmm. and they were going to wreck the country. And I think his realization of that, he was actually talking about Max Fisher, Kissinger, and Walter Annenberg at that point.
So you think he was starting to spill the beans a little bit, huh?
I think he was starting to spill the beans quite a bit. And, you know, when he mentioned that Bay of Pigs affair, okay, when they start the impeachment, and he upset Jesse Helms of Mr. Helms of the CIA. And he said, it has nothing to do with the Bay of Pigs. Okay, we all know the Bay of Pigs was basically the code word for the JFK assassination and opening up that can of worms of the Jewish mm-hmm. mafia being involved.
Mm-hmm.
So that never came out. Okay, but we're mm-hmm. talking about it now. And the evidence is so abundant at this point that, I mean, it's unbelievable that every year I keep on hearing them talking on, you know, on TV about JFK, not one mention about the role of Annenberg in covering up that whole JFK assassination through the Warren Commission. That never comes out.
I wonder why.
Right.
Well, there you go. Again, the media are owned by them, occupied by them, and don't expect any integrity or honesty. Matter of fact, right now, maybe we have time, Sam, for that clip that I wanted to play of Professor David Irving in one of his online interviews and question and answer sessions, all right? And he talks about Hitler in answering a question and how Hitler was installed by Jewish money. He was maintained by Jewish money right up until the very end. So if we can, let me just play that short clip, all right, and see if we can prove the parallels of history here once again. Go ahead.
First of all, I've not seen any documents produced by the Vatican archives which refer to gas chambers. If they did, they would qualify, to my mind, for the $1,000 reward which I've offered for 20 years. There is no document. The Jewish community began raising a hue and a cry in September 1942. Gerhard Riegner, who was the Secretary General of the World Jewish Congress, who sent an entirely spurious and bogus report to London, demanding that it should be sent to his headquarters in New York, talking about Hitler having just taken a decision to kill millions of Jews and they were going to be killed by poison gas in gas chambers in Poland. And this is the first time that legend arises. If you look in the British archives, you can see how eventually, a few months later, we turned the legend round and used it as propaganda, which we started broadcasting into Germany, which explains where the story then begins to arise from. We were listening to the echo of our own propaganda. But at the same time, in the British archives, and I've got the files here, I could show it to you afterwards if you want, the Foreign Office official who looks at this report, he says, the only references to gas chambers that we've seen are in documents provided to us by the Jewish community, largely because they concern Jews. These people are not reliable sources. They've always exaggerated in the past, and we see no reason to believe these people now. And they went on asking the very pertinent question, why use gas chambers? There are much easier ways of killing people. What's wrong with a good old-fashioned bullet that hasn't let the Russians down until now? A very pertinent question. Yes.
In his book, Anthony Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Rise of Denver, have you heard that book?
I've heard the title of the book. I haven't read it, yes.
Your research has proved that many of Wall Street bankers have financed many projects.
If you look in my book, Churchill's War, you'll find I quote a document, a rather unusual document. The question is, did Wall Street bankers finance Hitler? I know what you mean, what you're getting at. The German Chancellor Brüning, before Hitler, Hitler's predecessor, he wrote memoirs when he fled from Germany in 1938. He came to the United States eventually, and his papers are in Syracuse University in New York, where I've seen them. He wrote a letter to Churchill in 1937, after he had already gone into exile. And in this letter to Winston Churchill, Brüning, the German Chancellor, said, if you knew the problems I had as Chancellor, said, I discovered that the major Jewish banks in Berlin had been financing Hitler, and that one of the banks was controlled by the head of the Jewish community. I have a copy of this letter. Now, after World War II, Winston Churchill wrote to Brüning, the Chancellor, who was by then living in the United States, and asked Brüning's permission to quote that letter in his six-volume history of the Second World War. Brüning wrote a reply to Churchill saying, Mr. Prime Minister, I'm very sorry to have to refuse your permission to quote that letter. It was true what I wrote at the time in 1937, but given what has happened to the Jewish community in the years since then at the hands of the Nazis whom they financed, it would be too tragic for this fact ever to become known. And so Churchill wasn't permitted to quote the letter. And I have all these letters because they're in the files of the Time Life Organization, which published the American edition of the Churchill memoirs at Columbia University in the archives of the then editor of Life magazine, Daniel Longwell. And like going through his private papers, I found copies of these Churchill-Brüning letters, which are very interesting indeed, of course. Needless to say, that didn't stop me from quoting them in my book, Hitler's War. Yes.
All right. I think we can stop there. A fascinating tidbit of history, of historical footnote that you will never hear quoted. You will never hear in any of the so-called mainstream historical reports about the war. Again, you see the hand of La Cosa Nostra all the way across the ocean, don't you?
It's what we call Operation Mockingbird, control the media. Mm-hmm. Which was directly controlled with Kurt Meyer in the CIA and Walter Annenberg in the Senegate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're hearing. In our schools, through National Public Radio, we hear it. Mm-hmm. On TV. So, I mean, until people realize that and actually really understand what Operation Mockingbird is about, how it actually is directly tied to the JFK assassination, how it's directly tied to Obama rising to power, we're not going to change things. First thing people need to do is understand what you really have in front of you to make the changes. And I think
Amen. Yeah, and I think, again, I hate to be redundant, but for the sake of truth, it all goes back to Genesis, folks. Goes back right to that same seed line of Satan and his kiddies, and they're operating this one-world system today, destroying the economy, political upheaval, turmoil, the academic world, as we just heard, and then finally the religious world, bringing the churches and the communitarian movement of peace on earth together in this final beast system. Boy, they're doing their job, huh? Are we doing our job? Well, I hope so. Support Rick Adams, support RBN, and, I think support art, too. Well, by the way, go to his website, www.noplaceforcorruption.com. because that website art that you have is little, it's small, but you know what? It's reaching people who should be reached, and you're doing a great job of it in your spare time. And we wish you had the luxury of more time, but then again, you're one of the little peons like us that have to sort of scrimp and save and work for a living, huh?
Unfortunately, that's all true. You know, due to working and due to spending time on a show plus having a life, I haven't gotten to update the documents as much as I need to recently, but hopefully by what's there and by talking on a show and working with you, it brings a further awareness of people what's really there.
Well, I think you're reaching the people you should reach. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. Folks, support art as well in any way you can, and support us in prayer most of all. That counts more than anything, because in the end, we win, folks. We who are with him are going to win big time, and the enemy will be all but vanquished and destroyed, and all of their fortunes, as it says in Revelation, all of their accumulated wealth, you know, shall be cast down and smashed to pieces. Henry Kissinger meets with Trump, and he's up there near David Rockefeller's age, and David Rockefeller just passed from the scene. His legacy lives on, but unfortunately, there is a day of judgment for all the wicked, too. So let's just remember all of them. All right, Art, so if you you want to stay or what, we're going to have a break coming up very shortly. You know, you've done some wonderful work for RBN here in the past, and I know you couldn't stay on the weeknight schedule, but you've made the appeal. I've made the appeal. All we have to do, I mean, if you have any final words for our listeners today about supporting RBN, you're free to make them right now.
Okay. I basically believe in RBN. I support them financially when I can. And if you, anybody out there can help them out, go ahead and do it. I would ask you to at least consider helping them out, because they do bring a voice to the little people here. It isn't just me, but it's for everybody else. I'm not doing this for my health. As a matter of fact, this actually puts my health and my life at risk for what I'm saying here.
Mm-hmm.
But freedom's not free, and I think people need to look at RBN as a way you can fight them. How do you basically stand up to tyranny? You start with a single act. One of the single acts could be finding a way to support RBN, or at least inform other people of RBN what it's about so they can become informed. And that's how you start a chain reaction of information to other people in your network of people that you work with to improve our situation in life. And until we're aware of it, we're not going to change it.
Amen. Very well put, Art. And I thank you for being with us each and every week when you can, and sharing all of these you know, words of wisdom to people. I know that the people we do reach certainly have a ripple effect. They are reaching people that need to be reached as well. So that's the most important thing. And here we are on Mother's Day now, and, you know, we think about Mom, you know, we think of Eve, the mother of all, living, you know, including Cain, and let's not forget, a different father, but the same mother. And in the end, it all goes back to him, to God himself. So any closing words for Mother's Day? We just have a few seconds. You go ahead, and then I'll come back and wrap up.
I would say the most important thing for Mother's Day is us as a society need to allow women to be mothers and to raise families, and realize that's a very important role.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things, at times I've been guilty of it, many people have, to realize the value of mothers and what they do to basically nurture and build our communities. And I want to thank all the mothers out there for their efforts. A lot of them are unsung heroes, and they are the ones who basically are bringing about the changes by how they educate their children and make things better for this, for our communities.
Thank you, Art. You said it well. And you take care, and God willing, we'll talk again next week, maybe, all right? Hopefully.
All right.
And bless you. All right, we're going to take a break shortly, and then I'll bring up Wes. I believe Wes is going to be our last caller, but we want to impress upon you also the work that we do. I have the YouTube updates, you know, two programs that were put on within the last 2 weeks. And some of you have known about it. Others of you did not receive notification, who are not subscribers to our channel and have not taken a look. But I think they were two excellent programs, bringing all this together, media deception, the seed line of Cain, and what it's all about, as best that I can do it. And I hope that we're reaching you. Remember, it's Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. We've had quite a few subscribers over the last year and a half or so, and I'm very pleased with that. So let's go to it, folks. Let's do it. And that's the most important thing, is supporting our friends, our cohorts, when we can, and those that are seeking to bring truth to people in a world that despises truth, in a world of lies, a flood of lies that is upon us now. And believe me, we are just... we're not seeing the end of it yet. It's going to get thick. It's going to get much worse. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with Wes and wrap things up. Rick Adams.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Yeah, I was getting a kick out of this story on NBC about these two German men in the military who have been charged with trying to create a terror scenario, which is reminiscent of the Third Reich, and they are being claimed to have been part of this resurgent movement from within Germany's army today, and it's all up on NBC propaganda, and it's just amusing because it smells to high heaven. It looks as if this was a setup by the Synagogue of Satan through Angela Merkel's government at this point. Anyway, okay, let me bring up West Idaho now. Hello, West. What's up on the program?
Hello, Rick. Wanted to point out that much longer than Rockefeller living to 102 was Emma Morano, who passed away last month, 117 years old.
Yeah, yes, that's right. You're right.
She said that she ate very little fruit and vegetables. I wanted to note that. And Dr. Wallach has done some research on that. I guess he says there's never been a vegan that lived beyond 100 years of age, or never made it to 100 years of age. I've been studying earthing. Do you know much about that? You understand there's so much electricity out there that it's disrupting our bodies, electrical stoves, cell phones, computers, all this stuff, Wi-Fi. The way to eliminate this interference that really disrupts our bodies, which are electric, is simply plug ourselves into the wall or just a step. Well, that's how they use it. I understand that the equipment designed for this is you know, a lot of women want to use it. They don't want to go outside and put a stake in the ground, which is a little bit more complicated. Still very simple for any handyman to do. But this earthing, I've been walking around barefoot quite a bit. I know that that helps. But to really do the job, one needs to sleep grounded. We're only talking about maybe a $10 to $20 band around our hands or our ankles or our arms. But they also make mats, and even in a Tour de France race, I guess they got like bags, $250 bags. Still not all that much, but, you know, the health of those bicycle riders is very important, and they do. They plug their, they ground themselves off. They get into these bags and ground themselves out, and I guess it's extremely helpful for good health. I heard someone call in the other day to a radio program. She was educated in Kansas 50 years ago, quite a bit different than the education in the big cities, I'm sure. That she said that Constitution, or more important, the Declaration of Independence created a public trust. I was just at awe to hear her talk about what our government is supposed to be, and it would seem to me to as a way to try and straighten it out, to go to our congressmen, to go to our executive, to whatever, go to the branches of government and say, hey, we got a public trust here you're violating.
Yeah. Well, okay. I hear you on a variety of issues, Wes, and you're right. There certainly needs to be more contemplation given to all of these subjects, including the Declaration of Independence, and there's more to that than meets the eye as well. All right, thank you. Thank you all for joining us today, folks, and God willing, we will be seeing you or hearing from you again next Saturday. Until then, happy Mother's Day, and Yahweh bless his elect.
wrongful foreclosure, resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.